Hello, this is Dirk Farrell from Training Peaks. I'm with Kjell Karlstrom of Team Liquigas. And Kjell, can you tell us, this has been a pretty brutal tour of California. Normally people come to California to soak up the rays and go to the beach, but it's been really brutal for you guys. Can you summarize how it's been so far this week at the Tour of California?
Yeah, it has been a really hard, hard race, not just the weather, but also at the race. I mean, there's a lot of guys really motivated, and also they are going really good also. So not just the weather, but also the race in it itself.
Yeah, and now you came to California from, didn't you race down in Argentina?
Yeah, I raced in Argentina, Tour of San Luis.
So has that helped you kind of find your legs for the Tour of California? Has that helped you out?
I think so, yeah. But I had a crash a couple of days ago, and that was a little bit disappointing. It has influenced a little bit my bike riding. But yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah. So what's your duties at Tour of California? I assume you're looking after Ivan Basso?
Yeah, mainly, and then maybe if on some stage maybe I can try and go into a break or whatever. We'll see how it unfolds in the following days. For us, there's Nibali that is important in the classification, and I think also even if he doesn't have to overdo in the big stages, he would like to be there.
Right. So today was stage four. Was that I think the first 90 minutes was pretty fast to establish that breakaway. Can you give a summarization of how it went today?
Yeah, this was like the Tour de France, like a start in the Tour de France. Flat out in the beginning, in the first 90 minutes, as you said, were really intense. And after that, we also did some climbing up and down, up and down. And that made it quite hard.
Right. And
there's a lot of guys really tired tonight.
Right. And then more of the same tomorrow. You think it'll just be kind of play out similarly as today?
I believe that tomorrow will be, it should be at least a sprinter stage. If you check the profile, it should be a little bit easier. It's a long stage, 218 kilometers, and then the day after is the time trial. So in my opinion, it should be a sprinter stage.
Nice. Well, hopefully you can get some relative recovery tomorrow. Beyond Tour of California, what are you focused on this year, and what will be your next big build-up? What are you focused on after Tour of California?
Well, the following race should be a one-day race in Italy, and directly after the Tirreno Adriatico. And for me, that would be important to be in a good shape there. After that, I'd probably, if I don't do Sanremo, we'll take a little break and then start building up my form for the Giro d'Italia. That's really important for the team, so and I would like to be on the team for the Giro.
Right. Hey, thank you so much for the interview, and good luck with the rest of Tour California. Maybe we'll catch up with you over the weekend.